these people are walking slow. Hey, a Volkswagen thing. Don't get to see those very often. The guy I went to high school with had a thing. He used to drive around in his thing. Oh, Warriors 73. Okay, this is like a basketball thing on the side of this Italian restaurant where they painted the word Warriors in the window. For a second, I thought they painted the word Wario in their window, and I was like, that's really fucking weird. But I get it. Sometimes you want to celebrate Wario. I spelled Wario wrong. There's too many R's. Oh, Warrior. Okay, all right.
Oh, you're getting a vibe, huh? All right.
Trying to think what I would recommend as, like, the vibe games one should get. Space Pirate Trainers, it's worth playing for sure. I would say Hover Junkers. I don't, but I wonder if people are still playing it. You know, if that's something you could load up any time and get in a multiplayer match, then absolutely. I just wonder. I have not checked since the last time we recorded us playing it. Man, I played some Eve Valkyrie last night. Same deal. One other person. And I wonder if there's, like, another full game that's full and I can't get into it. Or whatever. Because, like, I loaded it up last night for the first time in a while. And it actually said, no match available, waiting 3 minutes. Or wait time under 3 minutes. Like, it was in a queue or something. I was like, oh, man, does this mean that there's a match going that's, like, full, and at the end of that time, I'm going to be able to get in with a bunch of other people? And then, no, it put me in a game by myself. Like, it just had to spool up a server or something, I don't know. Play Elite Dangerous instead. No. I mean, Elite's cool, I don't really want to play it in VR, really. Like, maybe I would try out the Elite Arena part that has the multiplayer focus or whatever. But I'm kind of looking for, like, simple shooting type stuff. And also, I'm curious to see how many people are playing the free game that comes with the Rift. As a means of, like, determining, hey, are people buying Rifts or are people receiving Rifts in the mail or what? I saw someone say that they were able to go get a Rift faster by buying a Rift-ready PC. And there was some kind of bundle with that where you could almost, pretty much bypass the fucking existing pre-order stack. Like, they canceled their pre-order, bought a PC, got the Rift through that offer. Like, I think you'd still buy the Rift, but, and then fucking return the PC. That stuff seems fucked up. The PC bundle sold out? Yeah, I bet. Mess that's been. You know, hey, it's shipping a fucking VR headset seems like it's hard. Those seems like they'd be hard things to make, I guess, right? But shit, man. Are there Vive or Oculus game press releases? I mean, yeah. Press releases get issued for just about everything these days. I have a copy of The Climb for Oculus. playing a little bit of here and there. I think that's the next, like, thing to ship for Oculus. There were, like, a few things that snuck into the Oculus store. After launch, but it was, like, free stuff, like an Unreal Engine demo thing, and some other, it's just some other little stuff. Oh, fucking come on. You dumbass. Oh, you fucking dumbass. Drive your BMW into a volcano! Shipping without touch controllers, I don't think, is a dumbass move. It only looks weird when you compare it to the Vive. But I guess at some point, like, it's all so expensive that maybe it doesn't matter, and that's where it gets weird. Where it's like, oh, you know, if they had fucking included those controllers and the whole package was $800 just like the Vive, then yeah, all right, whatever. But I think they were just kind of banking on the idea that, like, hey, this stuff's for early adopters, and let's try to, like, make it at least, like treat it like a stepping stone process of, like, let's let developers wrap their mind around sitting experiences and gamepad controls, and then we'll open it up and open it up again. But when you're not the only thing on the market, and the Vive is just jumping to phase two out of the gate, that's where it gets weird. Tons is better than the Vive's controllers, it will look really bad. Well, those things have more buttons for more finger articulation, which is cool. But I don't know. I think it's like, it's kind of silly to even look at any of this stuff in a competitive sense and go like, oh man, the Vive is kicking Oculus's ass. You know, like that sort of stuff is so, like, this is all such first wave type shit. That there isn't even a market yet, right? Is Area 51 available anywhere but arcades? Yeah, they put it out on PlayStation and Saturn. And you could play the arcade version on your PC if you were so inclined. Sets a tone for the most vocal people, but yeah, they don't, I mean, they only matter to a certain extent, and they're being vocal about a product that no one can go buy right now, even if they want one, so it's like, and also, when you try that shit, even the seated Oculus stuff, odds are you'd be like, holy shit, that's pretty cool. It's not like the seated experience is fucking awful. So, I don't know, like, yeah, it's better. The room scale stuff enables more interesting experiences, and it's fucking cool as hell. And it's more fully featured than what Oculus has right now. I mean, that's obvious, but how much that actually matters. I just don't think it does. I think by the time this stuff gets stocked in a way that people who want one can buy one, the touch controllers will probably be out. And it'll matter a little less. The compatibility stuff is where it gets weird. Like, you know, will developers eventually just support both immediately? Same game, on Steam supporting either. Like, you see some of that stuff. Could someone launch a game on the Oculus Store that works with the Vive without someone having to hack it in, or, you know, like, that sort of stuff? Like, could that eventually happen? Or are they going to fucking, you know, is Oculus going to build its little fucking walled garden and try to keep things in? Because, I mean, obviously they're publishing their own stuff, so. The thing is weird. Like, I get why they would do it. But fuck. Like, creating another storefront for people to go get stuff from, and, you know, creating this situation where, like, owning one over the other has, like, a software difference, which is always a fucking pain in the ass. It's just so unlike any other tech launch. You know, where normally, like, all that stuff does matter, all that competitive shit, you're like, oh man, this, you know, the next 6 months are gonna make or break this fucking sector, or set the tone for the competition for a generation, you know, like. Whereas all this stuff feels so fleeting, the software support is so minimal right now, and the stuff is so. It's such a limited availability of an expensive device. That it's just like, whatever. It's hard to take any of those things seriously. I have got to find my fucking sunglasses. This is insane. I'm gonna die out here. Some more games will get out there, and, you know, the numbers will start to grow, and, you know, that'll be the thing that gets more, you know, like, larger developers on board making bigger projects. And that's the stuff where it starts to get interesting. Not to say that, like, the smaller games are bad or whatever, but, like, you know, you need those kind of signifiers of, like, okay, this matters to the game industry at large, not just, like, the smaller studios that know that they can make a buck by, you know, they can get funding for a game by saying it's VR because it's a big buzzword, you know, or smaller teams that are just, like, experimenting with this stuff and coming to some interesting conclusions and making some cool shit. Like, it's going to be, you know, it kind of needs to be, like, some big investment from some large company, you know, maybe, like, with a franchise that matters. If you start to see that stuff, I think that. Like, I just don't know what that game is. I mean, Ubisoft has its Eagle Flight thing, like, is their, like, first VR thing, or, you know, Trackmania is supposed to have it at some point. EA seems real squeamish or just, like, very businessy about it, of just like, well, the numbers aren't there, so we're not there. Remember when we didn't put games out of the Dreamcast? Same reason. But at some point, you're like, well, you know, should the next Need for Speed have a VR thing in it? I don't know. It's not really a cockpit kind of game. It's more arcadey, but, you know, even something like that from, you know, not one of EA's main franchises anymore after the way it's been treated, but, son. Fuck you. Fuck this. Fuck. Ah. I guess that's the conundrum, though, right? Because, like, right now, like, you know, I mean it when I don't recommend VR. You know, when I say, like, hey, it's maybe not where you want it yet. Maybe hold back. Because it's expensive, and there aren't a ton of games, and a lot of the games are not great. But that's the chicken and egg thing, right? If you've got developers waiting for there to be more headsets in homes before they commit resources to making games. I think that stuff is cool enough that there will be people that take the plunge on it kind of before the games are in place. I just, yeah, I don't know. The frustrating thing for me is that, like, having a rift but not a vibe puts me in a situation where there are games on each. Like, if one headset played everything, there are games on each. I would, like, I guess that's the case for the vibe, right? Is it does the room scale right now, and you know, Eve Valkyrie is coming to the vibe, which is like that's one of the few things I'm. Like returning to, even though I don't think it's a great game, I really don't. But if I'm gonna play VR stuff, it's still near the top of the list. But like I would play more Audio Shield if I had a vibe. Gin and juice a little too frequently these days, which I never thought I'd say, but here we are.
Okay.
Just saying, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you some wild shit, my nigga. I ain't find out to this year that you with the juicy was brothers.
Really?
As long as I knew this.
Same on the same day.
That's some crazy, I yo, I, or anything I love, you know, I don't be a nigga's business like that. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas, I was like, nah, get the fuck out. We don't get that shit. Yo, Slay and Trey, y'all said, God damn, man, that's crazy. Because y'all don't push it like that. Y'all just do your own thing. You understand what I'm saying?
We be. We do, like, we talk every day. We be around each other all the time. But, you know what I'm saying? We used to live out in LA for about 5 years. We just, we always on, you know what I'm saying? Like. Walk your way, check on your drop, ground,
I'm Yo, this is Morgor, and this is The Borgo Show. Here's another one on Vigor. Here's Jekyll and Doctor.
Yeah, we are playing the music now for you.
Music of questionable quality being played right now. Not really into any of that.
Wow, 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 wow. Front page driving the news. Working on a night move. In the summertime. In the sleep. Hair Nation Festival. Yep. We play a little bit of hair band stuff here at the Big 80s. We have separate channels to deal with that, so I'm thinking that you and maybe a lot of other people you know love the hair bands. Vince Neil, Brett Michaels, Kix, Yngwie Malmsteen, they're all going to be there. Slaughter, can you be in Irvine, California on September the 17th? If you can, you got a shot at winning tickets. It's only open to you if you've had SiriusXM since before April the 4th. Find out about everything you need to do, and you don't have to buy anything. But find out about everything else at SiriusXM.com/HairNationFest before June 24th. Good luck. See you in Irvine.
Into Seven Fields Rodeos afterwards, had tried to bring, you know, at least bring the horse to town, but that may or may not be
right.
I like this radio station stop updating its playlist in like, I don't know. 2001. In my life.
me all night. Put your hand together, push two dog and dog, the dog pound and the master to
somebody try to see my flow, but it ain't nobody can see my homie Coolio. But the yelp on the game when I step through the door.
You know some of these fools are so deceptive, using my style's like a contraceptive. I hope you get hurt since you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack, paddy-whack. I still got the so put your they run away cause I'm back. Hit em up, get em up, split em up now. Tell me what's going on. It make me wanna holler cause my dollars come in cold zone. Don't look a break off, shake off. Now take off your clothes and quit trying to spit at my. Speaking of, I get to the point. You think you got the bomb cause I hope you would use a plea. And I'm the big dog. I scratch you up with my palms. Calls y'all's busters better recognize and see where I'm coming.
Bring a gun to it. Yeah, I'm just trying to pull up in the van.
Snoop Dogg only has 1.5 good albums, hot take. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but that other half album is spread out across, like, his entire catalog. Like, one track every couple albums. You're like, oh, all right. Past that first album. You know what? I'll actually maybe say he's got 2 good albums. But one is the first album, and then one is collected from everything that came afterwards. That you could probably get like 12, 15 tracks out of that. You'd go like, all right, Snoop Dogg, yes. And none of them come from when he was signed to No Limit. What? One of them does. I want to say Bitch Please was on one of those albums. It's a shame. I like Snoop Dogg. And I think he's capable of greatness, but it just doesn't happen very often. I'm sorry, yes, we should address him properly as WWE Hall of Famer Snoop Dogg.
Like that, you're supposed to just come in the room. If you go smack the shit out of them, or you're not gonna do that. That's it. Don't do that. Cause see, ain't no clowning. You slapping the shit out of nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Coming from
ain't no
DJ
clowning.
Tesla.
You know what I'm saying? Either you gonna smack the shit out of nigga, or you just gonna grab a nigga, pull him to the side, and have some words with one another. That whole blah blah blah, that humping and pumping, that shit don't want a camera on. Niggas done made songs, hooks. Oh, McDonald's commercials, all kind of shit, my nigga.
No, really?
That community, that nigga moved up to the driveway.
Oh, the meme.
Come on, man. That shit ain't cool, man. Maybe ain't no fake nigga. You understand what I'm saying? But this is how the internet can portray a nigga, man. That's why, yo, I'll play. Let me tell you what niggas gotta start doing. Honestly, nigga, I'm just saying, allegedly, nigga play with me like that, I'm gonna find out who runs the fucking site. Make an example. Allegedly. See, once one of them niggas get the dog shit beat out of them, you understand, niggas gonna be very careful about who they play.
You always said that.
You gotta figure out, yo, I'm telling you, yo, you gotta figure out, like, get behind it. And them niggas can't, all you gotta do is put some bread up, like, I got $5,000 in front of the site. Somebody, I need you to know. Somebody gonna motherfucking take that little reward, you understand what I'm saying? And then you just gotta punish them on camera. And give it to their competition site with them getting punished. You understand what I'm saying? Game over. Niggas gotta stop. That shit gotta stop. Real niggas getting played like that shit has to stop, yo. It has to. Real talk. One person. You understand what I'm saying? One person. Don't take one motherfucking, yo. Niggas gonna back up real quick. You understand what I'm saying? One person.
Legend.
Word up. Ain't no legend. It's real shit. Project Pat, motherfucking, yo.
What's going on?
You understand what I'm saying? Big
chillin',
motherfucker.
Memphis is in the building.
Job, yeah.
That's my fucking building.
That's what's up. Shit, man. Big chill, man. Put some respect on that.
All day, man.
Cut your bullshit, right? Word up, you know what I'm saying? Nah, but on a serious note, man, I'm hearing a lot of heat coming from y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was that like?
Real fucking shit goes down. Take a look around. All the pussy can't be found. They talk on me, fight a fight like hoes. I'm from South Central, fool, where everything goes. Snatch out your car so fast you get whiplash. Numbers on your rooftop, but when the copters pass, gangbangers don't carry no switchblades. Every kid's got a Tech 9 or a hand grenade. 37 killed last week in a crack war. Hostages tied up and shot in the liquor store. Nobody gives a fuck.
The children have to go to school.
Well, my good luck, cause the shit's fucked up bad. I use my pad and pen, and my lyrics break out mad. I try to write about fun and the good times, but the pen yanks away and explodes and destroys the rhyme. Niggas just cause of where I'm from. L.A., that was a shotgun.
Thank you.
Listening to the Borgo Show. He's a check on Bygor from Point Blank.
Find stuff like that abrasive, really. And people are like, oh, it's just a bunch of noise. Like, no, it's not. My problem is that, like, there are so many tracks that blend together in every single electronic subgenre. And it just kind of gets boring. The good tracks still stand out, but you know, there's an undercut, or there's an undercurrent of tracks that just sound like the good tracks, so these guys can fill out their fucking hour-long fucking Coachella sets and shit. And at some point, it's just like, fuck, come on. There are the pioneers in every single one of those subgenres. The notable artists, if you were building a Wikipedia page, for example. But a lot of fucking bullshit. All right. I'm home. That's fantastic. I will see you later.